every single day that you wake up, like, have the mindset that I get to reinvent myself today. The shame and the guilt of the past and maybe the depression of where you're at right now, what would life be like if those didn't affect you and you only operated on what you were committed to, not what happened yesterday? That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about gamifying yourself.
Arise, champion!
This is the world famous Steve Weatherford Show, where each week we bring you stories, messages, and guests to create massive breakthroughs in your life. Somebody say greatness! This show has been strategically designed to accelerate you, to thrust you to the next level. Greatness is in you because greatness made you, and we're gonna help you get into the center of God's calling for your life. Arise, champion! Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. The question is, how bad do you want it? Turn the speakers up. Call a friend and tell them Steve Weatherford is on.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by Pure Spectrum CBD. Pure Spectrum CBD is committed to cultivating and crafting the highest quality hemp-derived products and CBD products on the market. They're also the U.S. Olympic sponsor. And I've tried tons of these different products, from the bath salts to the tinctures, and none of them even come close to the pain management, the recovery, and the sleep performance that I've gotten from Pure Spectrum CBD. My deep REM sleep has gone up 28%. By comparison to 13 months ago, and I track it every single day with my Whoop Band. I feel more rested, I feel more recovered, and that's what really gives me that edge to run three different businesses, to coach entrepreneurs, to hit the gym like a savage, and still have enough in the tank to really come through powerfully as a husband and as a father. So if you're looking to gain an edge in your day, Pure Spectrum CBD is my go-to choice to perform at my highest level. Visit purespectrumcbd.com today and make sure that you use promo code Weatherford, because that'll get you 10% off of your order at checkout. That's purespectrumcbd.com using promo code Weatherford at checkout. Enjoy the show. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, King Connor, that intro from Dr. Billy Allsbrooks never freaking gets old, man. Nothing can be denied the one that won't be denied. Call a friend. Tell him Steve Weatherford's on. Turn it up in the speakers. I love that. Dr. Billy, man, thank you for doing that for us, man. Guys, man, this is going to be a great episode. This is something that we've talked about, and this has been themes in my life, and we've actually done a podcast very, very similar to some of the topics that we're going to talk about today. But I'm telling you right now, man, The timing is now. This is, we're moving into the last portion of this year. And if you think about it, when your team is down, you got to turn it up. You can't wait and sit back and wait for the ball to come to you, man. When you score a bucket, you got to get right back on defense, the full court, not waiting for them halfway, all the way, all hands on deck. And I wanted to start this because here's the deal, man. Doing the full court press is hard, man. I remember high school basketball and going into the full court press. It was freaking exhausting. It wasn't like who the better basketball team was. It really came down to who was in better shape and who could make better decisions when they're really, really tired. So the point to me mentioning that to you is it's hard. I want to read something that my mentor, Keith Kraft, wrote many years ago. Man, it is true today. Choose your hard. Being your best is hard. Being your normal is hard. Making wise decision is hard. Making bad decisions is hard. Being in shape is hard. Being out of shape is hard. Losing weight is hard. Being fat is hard. Working out is hard. Being weak is hard. Being disciplined is hard. Being lazy is hard. Getting out of your comfort zone is hard. Staying in your comfort zone is hard. Starting a business is hard. Working for somebody else is hard. Making a lot of money is hard. Making a little bit of money is hard. Being rich is hard. Being poor is hard. Having great relationships is hard. Having bad relationships is hard. Having friends, that's hard. Having no friends is hard too. Fighting for your marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Having a lot of things is hard. Having nothing is hard. Living on purpose is hard. Living off purpose is hard. Doing life God's way is hard. Doing life your own way is hard. Everything is hard. And what I really want the listeners right now in your ears to hear me is choose your hard. What's it gonna be? We have an opportunity. We're going to have a conversation today about hard and what that really means. We've got 18 Mondays left. When we release this podcast, we're recording it on the Thursday in San Diego, California. But when we release this, as you're hearing this right now, we got 18 Mondays left. We're in the fourth quarter of this year. And guess what? This coronavirus, this pandemic, the racial divide, the civil war has flipped upturned everybody's plan that we had for this year. But it's up to us to evolve. It's up to us to develop. It's up to us to continue to discover the gifts that God has placed inside of us. And sometimes that requires you hearing somebody else's voice and someone else speaking champion over you in Jesus' name. And that's what we're going to do right now. So let's just bow our heads real quick before we get into this. Holy Spirit, we ask that you're with us today, man. We ask that the words that come out of my mouth that I don't even remember, that they are from you, that the notes that I wrote down don't matter, because all I want is for you to use me today. So thank you for blessing my family. Thank you for blessing the show. Thank you for blessing every person that can hear my voice right now. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you fill the room that they're in. If they're in their car, we ask that you fill that the car. If they're in a weight room right now, we ask that you fill that entire weight room, that the Spirit of the living God can be felt everywhere that this podcast is listened to, not because of me, because this is an anointed show and this is an anointed message. And so I speak victory. I declare protection. I declare provision in Jesus' name over everyone hearing my voice and their families and their businesses. Victory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get into this, man. I believe there are four steps that we can take together, and I'm going to let Connor get in here and speak on these things as well, because we worked and studied and pulled some scripture to come up with what we have. This isn't just my opinion. These are biblical principles that I'm sharing with you right now. So with that being said, I believe the first step in order to get massive acceleration, and granted, this will be hard, but if you really want to take territory, if you want to get 6 years of progress in 1 year, it really comes down to you being very, very selective with who you allow to kind of coach you in your life. Every single person that you're following on Instagram, you're allowing them to influence your life, right?
Totally.
Connor, get in here and speak on that, man.
Yeah, so the first one is find the fruit, find your mentor. And what I started to realize is I'm a 23-year-old young man, and life is too short. Like, God was just showing me a couple days ago when I was just praying and spending time with him that, man, life is short. If you really want to do great things in this world, you really want to accomplish the things that you want to do, who are people in front of you that have been there, that have done that? And he told me, like, find those people like a Steve Weatherford who has been there, who's done that, who is a few years older than me, but is someone that I can look up to, someone that I can imitate my life to be after, because he has fruit in his life, not just in his family life, not just in his business life, not just in his spiritual life, but he's got fruit in every area of his life. And yes, he's not perfect. None of us are, but
hell
there,
no.
But there are things.
I'm gonna interrupt you and just say hell no. Keep going.
Yeah, but there are things in him, lots of things, not just some things, that I'm like, man, I want that to be in my life. And so there's two really ways that you can really do that. Is one, you can either play, you can pay to play, or you can serve. And at my point where I'm at in my life right now, I'm making money, but I'm by no means crushing it. I'm not making six figures yet, but I will be in Jesus' name here really soon. But what I've been really able to do in my life is just learn how to serve. How can I help other people that have that fruit that can eventually be my mentor? How can I serve the Steve Weatherford, serve some of my friends like a Dr. Matt Hubbard, to be in their circle where they can really speak into me and show me the way and help me go from where I'm at to where I want to be in the future? So literally, I love this thing because life is too short. Find the fruit in someone's life and don't be afraid to go after it. Steve always says, don't be afraid to DM someone on social media that you like or that you want to imitate your life after, because you never know if they're going to respond if you do not try. And if you do not try, then you're just going to stay in the same mediocrity, same complacent place that you're in right now. But we're all wanting to grow. We all want to go next level. And that you guys that are listening right now, I know you wouldn't be listening to this if you just want to stay at the level that you're at right now. You guys are dreamers. You guys are believers. You guys want to go next level in your life, and this is how you do it.
Man, that's awesome. And one other way, and I'll just add to that, one other way that I myself have been able to use social media for mentorship is, man, if there's somebody that I can't get to, meaning like I don't know anybody that knows them that has their cell phone number or a connection to them, I'll not only slide up in their DM, but I will make it a point that every single time that they post, I'm going to like and I'm going to comment encouragement onto that post. Not
that's
like,
good.
Oh, yeah, man, that's awesome, dude. You should come work out with me, man. No, no, I always make it all about them and what that, because I know, because I am, I guess I hate like referring to myself as this, but people consider me to be a celebrity or a social media influencer. And I'll just tell you right now, man, I have sat on a plane next to Ed Mylett. I've sat on a plane next to Lewis House. We're all on the same private plane, right? And we are all looking at all of our comments. We are all answering. I'm not saying we answer all of our DMs, but we all look at all of our DMs and we all see
right.
and comment back to every single comment that people put. So if you think like, oh yeah, like, well, I'm not going to comment on this because that, you know, whatever. We notice, man, and especially if I see it consistently, man, I have like 5 or 6 people that within 1 minute of me posting, they always freaking comment, and I know exactly who they are. So they have become special to me just because they positively support me. So I know that can seem like something very, very small. I don't want to get hung up on it, but I'm just telling you, man, if you want to learn from somebody like Jesse Itzler, comment on every post that he has, slide up in his DMs, and eventually you'll create some type of connection with him that could lead to a relationship. I mean, I have a great relationship with Jesse. It's what we do, vacations with our family together, and I ended up becoming friends with him through social media. So let's move to the second one. The second key, I believe, if you really want to go full court press and you want to get acceleration faster than you've ever had this year because it's been a wonky year, you have to take the power back into your own life and gamify your personal development. And what do I mean when I say gamify your personal development? Man, I'm a child of the 80s, dude. I grew up with a Nintendo and then it was Sega Genesis. I never went the Super Nintendo route. I kind of regret that a little bit, but I went Sega Genesis route. And then from Sega Genesis, then it was Xbox. And then I've been an Xbox guy ever since. My point is, man, I love video games and I love the types of video games where you could earn points to upgrade your character. Because if you could earn points and upgrade your character or upgrade your car or upgrade your fighter's ability to block or his punching power, I love those types of games because I would spend a lot of time on the lower levels earning the points instead of advancing and keeping getting my butt kicked by like the 8th boss. I would hang out at like level 6 and earn up a bunch of points and upgrade my character where it would just like I would get to the 8th boss and just knock his freaking socks off. And then I would hang out at the 8th board and upgrade my character more. So when I say gamify your personal development, I want you to think about not doing it like I did it when I just hung out at the 6th level and waited to go to the 8th level. I want you to think about creating a life that allows you to continue to move forward to next levels in your life while you're also upgrading yourself and adding tools to your belt and reading books that are increasing your emotional intelligence. You're having uncomfortable conversations with your wife because maybe the intimacy that you once had isn't there right now and you don't know how to get it back, but you think that conversation is uncomfortable of saying, hey babe, would you be open maybe to us going and sitting down with the specialist? Those are the types of personal upgrading that I'm talking about because it says in scripture, a house divided cannot stand. And so I know if I want to take my business to the next level, if I want to take myself to the next level, my children and my wife and my marriage to the next level, I have to make sure that I am honoring God and honoring my marriage first, because from there, abundance will flow. And so I want to get back to gamifying your personal development. Let's say over the course of the next 3 months, you're like, man, if there was just 3 habits that I could just get rid of this one habit, maybe it's getting up early. Maybe another habit is, you know, drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes or having a poor diet, you know, something that if you could just get this one habit in line, you know, life would just click for you. What would your life be like if you sat out and you said in the next 30 days, I'm going to continue to take territory in all the other areas of my life, but I'm going to come up with a game plan where I'm going to invest 30 minutes every single day in overcoming and breaking this habit and forming a new habit? Mm. What if you just did that once a month for 3 months, and how different your life would be? Because I could almost guarantee you, I'm not going to say people would be perfect, but we all know what those like two or three or four habits are. Maybe it's a self-limiting belief. Maybe it's a mindset. But we can all narrow it down to about three things that, man, if I could overcome this addiction or this problem, man, life would be so much different for me. Well, you can do that. Investing in time blocking and getting really, really serious about it and getting serious about upgrading the superhero that you are, because the pen is in your hand. You're writing your life story. Every single day that you wake up, like, have the mindset that I get to reinvent myself today. The shame and the guilt of the past and maybe the depression of where you're at right now, what would life be like if those didn't affect you and you only operated on what you were committed to, not what happened yesterday? That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about gamifying yourself. Because when I was playing video games, it didn't matter how many times I had to die to get to the final boss. The only thing that mattered was I'm at the final boss. Mm. And the only other thing that mattered aside from that is, am I equipped enough to defeat this enemy? And I believe that's what life is about. Like, God will take us to certain points, but God will not do for us what we can do for ourselves. God will complete us when we max out. I love Ed Milet, and that's like his theme, max out. That's every single day that we have. But if you're not, if you're saying like, yeah, I'm gonna max out today, but then you don't actually have a game plan gamifying your life, good luck, dude. Good luck maxing out, no game plan. Totally. Connor, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I love that one. That's an incredible point and a pillar to have in your life. And at the end of the day, everything we have in our life right now to be successful is already on the inside of us. And so many people want to focus on doing so many different things and focus on this thing, that thing, that thing, that they're all over the place. At the end of the day, if we can just really get back to, like Steve was saying, and just focus on those one, those two, those three different things that can really improve your life to take you from where you're at right now to where you want to be, will actually help you gamify your life and gamify your personal development. And I love there's this analogy that big doors swing on small hinges. And if we can really focus on those small things that we don't want to do, maybe that's waking up early, maybe that's putting in time to really just think about our thoughts and think about where we want to go in our life. If we can actually focus on those small things, you will be able to be like a big door that can swing wide open, that can just be that door that other people can walk through and see what God is doing in your life and how God is using you. So I just love that. If we can focus on the small things, that's when we can actually see God trust us with more. God can be faithful with what is most in our life when we're faithful with what is least. And at the end of the day, everyone wants things to happen right away. We live in a generation that, oh, let's just put in X amount of time and we'll get the end result. It's the microwavable generation. But that's not how we live. That if you want to be successful, this is the full court press. You got to put in the extra energy. You got to put in the extra effort, because the highest energy, the best energy always wins.
Mm. That's good. Energy wins. Thanks for that, man. Number three, find your crazy. You probably won't hear too many people tell you like the key to life and the key to success and happiness and fulfillment and joy and personally developing yourself to optimal level is finding your crazy. But I'll absolutely tell you that is the key. There was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, it was a year ago, where I was doing this podcast and I was like listening to, because I'm good friends with Lewis Howes and I'm good friends with Ed Milet and, you know, these other Tim Ferriss, these other guys that have these big podcasts. And so you try to replicate their excellence. And I found myself, this podcast is about 2.5 years old, for the first 18 months of it is scoreboard watching, you know, like watching what other people were doing and then trying to make it my game plan. And I totally get that part of it, because that's how athletes form themselves. But I was doing it so much, though, that I wasn't fulfilling my purpose and my mission in doing it. And there was a magical thing happened a year ago when I started doing solo sauna confessionals. Yeah. I started doing podcasts in my sauna by myself, with no script, and really just pouring out what I felt like God was putting on my heart. And it was initially super scary, because I'm like, there's no script. I don't know if people are going to enjoy me sweating all over the mic with no organization, but they connected with it, man. And it was just the confirmation that, you know what, dude, I might be a little bit wild. I might be a little bit crazy. I might have extraordinary ADHD, but when I'm trying to do a show like Lewis Howes, I'm not being right. What God gifted me to be. And so the magical thing, and what I want to circle this back to find your crazy is, once I just told everybody really where I was at in my life, man, I am on fire for God. I am on fire to be the greatest husband that I can be, not by comparison to somebody else, but what God created me to be, the emotional sensitive man that I am. He created that to be a great husband and those to be weapons for me to protect and love my family with. Same thing for my physical body. Like, my physical body is no more about like conquering other people or conquering other athletes. It's about the sanctuary that God gave me and me building this thing up to maximal levels, not for me, so other people can catch their attention, be like, geez, that guy's incredible. He can do this and that. And then they got a chance to meet me, and the first thing they hear me say is, I'm a warrior of God.
Come on.
And that, to me, that's maxing it out. In your spiritual walk, like, for so long, I only prayed before I ate food or before I played a football game, because I was praying to God that people wouldn't find out that I was a fraud or a phony. So when you declare what you are and you declare out into the world what you are becoming, who you are and whose you are, a magical thing happened. And a magical thing happened on this podcast, where more of the types of people that were looking for what God gave me, passion, authenticity, which is an overused word, but at the end of the day, I mean, you got a 240-pound guy sitting in a sweat box sharing his deepest, darkest stuff, you know, about pornography, about, you know, before he got married, being unfaithful to his then girlfriend that is now wife. Those are not things that are like pretty or like build your brand. But at the end of the day, God told me, if you show your scars, that is going to allow other men and other families to heal. So find your crazy, man. If God is lighting you on fire for something, don't hide it, man. Like, go full on for it. You got anything to add to that?
Yeah, just one last quick thing to add to that one. I love find your crazy. And something that I love with my life is, you got to find people that enjoy doing what you're doing. Like, enjoy going out and doing crazy things, enjoying out. Like, I love dirt bike riding, so I love friends that go with me to the desert, and we can just rip around the track or rip around the desert and have fun. And I saw this thing on Instagram, and I thought it was super cool, and it's kind of talks about the importance of finding the right tribe and finding the right crazy, your people that you want to do life with. And it talks about, if you hang out around 5 confident people, you will be the 6th. If you hang around 5 intelligent people, you will be the 6th. If you hang around 5 millionaires, you will be the 6th person. If you hang around 5 idiots, you will be the 6th. Moral of the story, who are you hanging around? And I love that, because yes, it's good to have people to surround yourself with that are successful. Like, there's a famous quote, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. But I also love the fact that you need to surround yourself with people that are actually going to confront you, that are going to tell you that, hey, this may be a blind spot in your life. This is something that you're struggling with. And I love you so much that I'm not saying this to try and bring discouragement in your life or bring confrontation, but I know you can be so much more if you change this in your life. And so don't just surround yourself with people that are always going to tell you what you want to hear. Surround yourself with people that are going to tell you what you need to hear. And it might hurt in the moment, but it's a good little nudge for you to get hurt for a second. But know that they're doing it out of love, because they want to see you go next level in life. They want to see you become that person that you've dreamt about, see that person that you believed that you could be. So surround yourself with people that aren't going to be afraid to call you out on your ish, because they're going to love you through it. And just know that they're doing it out of love, and they know that you are so much better than where you're at right now.
Speak the truth. Speak the truth, King Connor. Number 4, be your biggest cheerleader. And I feel like this is the hardest thing for men. And I know women listen to this podcast too. You know what? Guess what, ladies? You guys suck at cheering for yourselves as well. But this is a hard thing for men, because I feel like, at least for me growing up in the Midwest, I feel like the measure of a man was how much he got done in a day or how busy he was. Like, I never saw any men in the Midwest that were honored for like relaxing, you know, like, man, you built such a life for yourself that you get to relax. Like, I even remember my uncles turning their nose up at guys that had created businesses that they get to like just enjoy their family. Well, I don't know what kind of life that is. I mean, I feel like, you know, the point of a man is hard day's work.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And for me, I grew up with this almost kind of toxic mentality of like, you're just supposed to work. And the ranking of your man is based upon your output. And it really set me up for a toxic relationship with myself in sports, because if I was winning, that was expected of me. And I'm not saying like my parents put these on. I created this game in my mind is if I won, and I didn't realize I was doing it, if I won, that was expected of me, and so I never celebrated it. But if I lost or if I made mistakes, I would never let myself live it down. Like if I lost a game because I missed a left-handed layup or I missed a free throw, I would be in the gym or I would be outside. When I was 12, I asked my dad for a freaking floodlight. That was what I asked him for my birthday, because I wanted to be out there working on my game, because I was scared to death to lose, and so I would work so hard to win just so I felt like I was valuable, and then if I would lose, I would just beat myself up. And so I created this toxic mentality in my mind of just like mother effing myself to success. And then when you get to success, because you mother effed yourself, you don't really have a good relationship with yourself, and you're like, what are you celebrating for? That's expected. That's what we do. Mm. And so it was almost kind of like this David Goggins mindset. And I love his book, Can't Hurt Me, but I feel like that's toxic masculinity, like at its finest, because David, for his entire life, and I actually know David, and this is not a shot at David. This, I guess, works for him. But at the end of the day, does it really work for him? He's got two kids that he doesn't really know. So that mindset doesn't set you up for success. Well, maybe it sets you up for success, but does that set you up for significance? Mm. And I feel like it's truly what men are looking for in our life. Like when we come home, it's not about how much money we make. It's like, are we celebrated or tolerated at home? And men make up in their mind, if I earn, I'll be celebrated. But that's never the case, because you're never going to earn your way to self-confidence. You're never going to earn your way to self-worth. So there was a shift that I made in my mind 2 years ago that I'm not living that way anymore. I went out, I found mentorship, mindset mentorship, because I was good at creating success, but I wanted to create significance in my life, and significance required me to create game plans for my spiritual life, which I had never had before, like a spiritual training game plan. I've always had a physical game plan, but now a mental game plan, an emotional mental game plan. And so you set these things up for your life, and guess what? I don't have teammates anymore. Like, I'm not on the New York Giants or the New Orleans Saints. I don't have a locker next to Reggie Bush or Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I have a locker next to a bunch of kids, you know what I mean? And so you must become your biggest cheerleader. And 2 years ago, I wasn't really able to do that. I wasn't able to consistently go to myself for a sense of motivation or inspiration. And so this is my tip to everybody that's listening to this now. If you have toxic mindset conversations with yourself in your mind in order to get yourself to do things, listen to Dr. Billy Allsbrooks.
Yes.
He's the guy that
Amazing.
Does the intro to our show. He's become a dear friend of mine. And there's this 4 minute and 28 second clip that's on YouTube. It's called The Power Within You. And I'll make sure that our editor, Mike Ligori, puts the link in the show notes. Mike, we love you. But I listen to that every, and I'm not kidding you, this is not an exaggeration just to make the story sound good. I listen to this 4 minutes and 28 seconds every single day of my life, every single morning of my life for over 18 months. So much so that when Dr. Billy Allsbrooks came to my house, I think it was probably 3 months ago for the first time, my kids, my girls were more excited to meet him than Drew Brees has been over to our house 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Drew. But when Dr. Billy Allsbrooks walked in, because they have heard his voice so much in my home over the last 2 years, it was almost like a part of the family was there, because they had heard that voice more than they heard my dad, their grandfather's voice, every single day. And he taught me how to speak champion over myself when I couldn't do it myself. And so my point to tie this back to number 4, if you can't become your biggest cheerleader, find somebody who can. If you don't have somebody like that that's in your life, like a King Connor, who can speak champion over you and lift you up when you fall down, or somebody like me, go to YouTube, download it, save it on your phone, and just make an effort every single morning that you're brushing your teeth. That is your cue to put on the power within you to reprogram your thoughts for the day. Because here's the deal. If you can win your morning, you can win your day. That's because right. That is the hardest part of your day. So become your biggest cheerleader. And to tie all four of these back, find your fruit, find a mentor, gamify your personal development, find your crazy, and become your biggest cheerleader. These are the four steps that if you integrate these into your life, going into the last quarter of 2020, this is when God is going to open up heaven over your life, because all of these things that I'm inquiring you and encouraging you to do right now are from the Bible. These are things that God wants us to do. He wants us to speak champion over each other. That is biblical. And there's one thing I want to talk to you guys about, man. If this makes sense and you want, and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, man, I agree, man. Like, I want fruit in all of those areas. I want a mentor. I want somebody to help me gamify my own personal development, even though you mapped it out for me, like time blocking and figuring out what are the two or three things that I want to overcome in the next 90 days, the things about my business that I want to change. I want to find my crazy. I like what Steve and Connor are talking about. Well, guess what? We can be your crazy. We're doing a free challenge called Win Big in Business. It is 100% free. This is the first time we've ever mentioned it. And if you're interested in Win Big in Business, essentially what it's going to be, my partner and I, and his name is Riley Meek. He was on the podcast episode last week. If you didn't listen to the episode last week, go listen to it, because he's one of the most brilliant kingdom entrepreneurs, Christians, husbands, amazing guy. And we've been working together for about a year. And he works with seven other entrepreneurs as their business coach. And he just turned 35 a week and a half ago. And he has already generated over $115 million in his career over the span of 9 years. He is a kingdom entrepreneur that knows how to sell. So what we're doing is we've teamed up and we are going to do seven separate 90-minute laser-focused coaching calls in addition to hot seats. And so if you're a kingdom entrepreneur and you're looking for personal development, you're looking for business marketplace strategies that are working right now, this is a live course. This isn't something that we recorded. We're going to do this live with you. So if this is something that you're interested in getting with a mentor for free, so we can show you how kingdom entrepreneurs build family, build marriage, and build business at the same time, text me 949-763-5934. And when you text me, I want you to text me the words "win big," because if you text me the words "win big," we'll have an automated message that will send you all of the details. Listen, guys, we got 18 Mondays left. And when you're listening to this, we technically only have 17. What are you going to do in the fourth quarter of this year? Are you going to go into the full court press and be about your father's business? Personally developing yourself and developing your business, developing your family and developing your marriage is our father's business. If you're about your father's business, text me. I love you guys. We'll see you next week. Hey guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Steve Weatherford Show. And I couldn't be more excited to build on what I've done in my life, to share my experiences with some of the most amazing people, to give you the mindsets and the actionable steps to level up your life and live a high performance lifestyle. Now, if this episode impacted you, there are a few things I need you guys to do right now that would be a massive support to us. First, we need you to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever you listen to it. And we wanna make sure that you're getting every single episode as soon as it drops. Second, I need you to join the movement over at weatherford5.com/podcast, where you can get the show notes and links to everything else on the episode. And lastly, tag me on Instagram with your key takeaway, as I'll be checking every single post. I'll talk to you guys next time. And for now, keep living a high performance life.